Welcome in to the latest episode of the Five on the Floor podcast on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Make sure to check out our website, our free website, F-R-E-E website. It's over at fivereasonsports.com where you can find all of our podcasts, but also columns, news and trending pieces. Our YouTube channel actually hooks up directly to the website. And of course, our merchandise. We've got a new shirt that's out this week. It's from a Pat Riley quote that at the time didn't seem like it made any sense. I'm paraphrasing him now, which is what we do on the shirt. There are obstacles, but there are none. Of course, he said this before the Heat were able to acquire Jimmy Butler. So even though the quote seemed nonsensical at the time, Pat knew something. And we think the shirt is appropriate for today's time. So check that out, as well as our other 10 Heat shirts, our Dolphin shirts, and everything else we've got on there. You can buy Five on the Floor gear and Five Reasons sports gear as well. One of the reasons we're able to operate is because of our great sponsors. We added a bunch of new sponsors in the past couple of weeks. We really appreciate them working with us and want to tell you about them. And one of them is actually a podcast kind of like us. It's called Lessons Via Leaders, which is out every week, and they interview a new entrepreneur, founder, or thought leader every week. Many of their guests are local leaders here in South Florida, as just like us. We're South Florida business podcast, so are they. And they've built huge businesses and fostered large communities and movements. Each show features a new guest that shares with the audience valuable lessons and learnings that they've amassed over their careers. The shows can be found via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts. They also have a video version of each episode that they post on YouTube. So check them out again. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram. You can find them at Lessons Via Leaders. And then on Twitter, at Lessons V Leaders. So check out the podcast. We're going to have Will Weintraub, one of the hosts, come on our podcast to tell you a little bit about what they're doing there. And now, today's episode.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a Miami Heat and NBA podcast from Ethan Skolnick with Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Brought to you by the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back with Alex Toledo and Alphonse Sidney. A lot of people have been waiting for this episode. We've done three already at this point. The first one we did was me and Greg Sylvander. You know him as Lefty Leif. We came on and we identified the 30 most impactful players in Miami Heat history. So what they did during their Heat tenures, not necessarily what they did somewhere else, what they did while they were here. We actually picked 29. We threw four on a play-in poll, and Josh Richardson got the 30th slot. So that's 30 Heat players we put on there. Then we had another episode where Alex, Alf, and myself kind of went through the players, prepared, decided what we were going to do. We did the draft order. And then we had an episode in which Alf went all galaxy brain. So the three of us are back. Before we introduce the teams, you've had a couple days to think about this. How do you feel about your team, Alex?
How do I feel about my team? I mean, you should know the answer to this already. I feel great, man. And I'm not like anybody who knows me knows I'm not necessarily a cocky or by any means even confident person, just the way that I carry myself. But man, am I confident about this team, though. I feel good that I've got Wade and Shaq back together. You know, we're talking over here about their peaks. That means we're weighing more their best seasons over their whole tenure. So to me, that makes me feel good about having Shaq on my team, you know, having Lamar Odom in that 1 year here, since we're weighing, you know, peaks over 10 years. I feel like I've got some pretty damn good peaks on my team.
Well, what we picked was a starter. So just people understand, all of us have picked our five starters. We can sub other players in as starters eventually when we sort of build out what the teams are going to look like. But for right now, we've got five. I'm going to go to Alf next, and then I'm going to introduce to you what the polling on this has been. So Miss Gabbert or Alphonse Sidney, I don't know which one you are. How do you feel about your team? You have had a couple days to think about it.
I like my team. The problem is everybody on Twitter is 12 years old, so none of them saw Steve Smith play. None of them saw Zoe's peak. But listen, we can. I like my team because I have probably the most dominant defensive front court of any – not probably, definitely have the most dominant defensive front court of any of the three teams. I have Steve Smith, who nobody saw play but averaged 17-5-5 when he was here. And I have Jason Williams to run point. And everyone's like – And we get so caught up in shooting, everyone's discounting the fact that I also have Jimmy Butler on my team. But because Jimmy's shooting hasn't been great this year, everyone's completely discounting the fact that I'm also who's your go-to guy? I have Jimmy Butler. I have Chris Bosh. I have peak Alonzo Mourning, who was scoring over 20 points a game, getting second MVP voting, and winning two defensive players of the year. So, I mean, I'm sorry that everybody on Twitter is 14 years old. I can't help that. Like, players existed before 2006. I'm sorry. Like, but everyone,
can I respond to this?
Get over it.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, because this whole thing, you want to talk about all defense. All defense right now is Alf in his defensive tone trying to explain himself for willingly picking. It's not even about Shaq or Zoe at this point. It's about willingly picking Bosh and Alonzo Mourning over LeBron or Wade at this point. And I think, like, oh my God, it's everywhere.
Explain to you why you're saying that. He picked him over. Well, he didn't really pick him over Wade. Well, I guess
picked the third slot instead of the first slot.
First slot, right? You could have had the first slot.
Because I wanted the third and fourth pick.
Right. Okay. And that's what you got. All right. So let's go through the polling here. Let's see if people agree with Alf.
One thing, is our audience 14 or is our audience 18 through 35?
Are we on Twitter or on who actually listen to the show?
The people who listen to the show are
okay. But did we poll the people who listen to the show? Or did we poll Twitter?
Oh come on, man! Everybody's 14 on Twitter,
dude. What is the average age of people on Twitter? Okay, the average person on Twitter—that's
for damn sure.
What's that?
I don't know that, but neither do you, and that's for damn sure.
I mean, you could probably look it up. Somewhere.
Well, no, I have some analytics on it. I kind of know what Twitter? It is.
But there are way more people your age than my age.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, can we get to the teams? Let's do it for the teams. All right. but first, let's get to the polling, and then I'll get to the teams. The polling on this is team one, which is my team. Right now, as we're looking, we just crawled over 1,000 votes. By the time that this episode airs, it'll probably be at 5,000 votes. But through the first 1,000 votes, with about, I don't know, 20% of precincts reporting, my team is at 42%. Alex's team is at 51.5%. And Alf's team is 6.2%. You're like the write-in candidate. You're like, who was the... I can't remember who Gary Johnson, the guy who cost Hillary the election.
I'm fine, man. And you guys are Trump and Hillary, so.
Yeah, I guess that's no better. In that example, I'm Hillary. I'll take
all right,
it.
Bloomberg.
All right, that's right. How much money did you spend to finish third? All right, let's go to the teams.
6%, like six delegates.
That's right. Let's go to the teams. The first team, my team.
Now Dragic driving again. Sweet finish by Dragic.
He's got the whole game tonight. Man. The total package, he's given it to us.
Here's Dragic trying to get past. Carroll goes behind the back and hits. What a shot by Goran Dragic.
Dragic was on it. Pass deflected. It's got by Damon Jones to get it to Eddie Jones. Eddie takes all the way and scores.
That's a huge basket. They were really bleeding to score.
To shoot for Miami.
And they're not going 2-for-1, it doesn't look like.
James pulls up, puts it in, 4-point lead. 35 for LeBron James. Timeout San Antonio.
With Bam, he showed us athleticism and the ability to rebound and finish at the rim, but now he's actually running their offense and doing things like that. Bam Adebayo, an all-star in every way.
He really is.
Okay, and now Mr. Cocky, who's claiming that he's never cocky, Alex Toledo's team.
9 of Miami's 11 points have been scored by Hardaway in this third quarter. He can take over a ball game. Fires again.
Thomas, Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win. Yeah, baby. He did it. Dwayne Wade with the steal and the game winner.
Do you believe that?
One of the great moments
the game's greatest players. Can you do any more than Dwayne Wade has done?
Masper with a terrific move inside. Oh, what a play. Shot clock down to four for Jamal Mashburn. Oh, what a shot by Mashburn.
Well, those are the kind of shots that wins games right there.
Odom being aggressive, gets inside.
Oh, right. Needed that now to get a good shot attempt.
Now to Odom, three-point left. O'Neal with the deflection.
Oh, look out.
Here he goes. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, boy.
Wow. The fast break king. And it's a 10-point lead, and this place has gone crazy.
And now, the team that won't qualify for the finals. Alphonse Sidney's team.
Jason Williams. Again. Oh, Williams, 10 for 10 from the field.
What a game. Not only is he 10 for 10, he also has the 5 assists, and he's making a lot of things happen here.
Grant Long from Steve Smith. Oh, wow! Steve Smith got inside of Shaquille to hit the tip. Oh, what a tap!
Butler. He'll set it up. Ben Simmons giving him room. He'll shoot the three.
But double this year is Shake Milton found him. Butler finished. Oh, he's a steamroller tonight.
Seconds left in the game. No timeout. Heat down one. Allen for Bosh for the win. Yes! Yes! With a second left! With a second left! Miami up 88-86. Chris Bosh with a jumper straight from heaven.
Backdoor block by Mourning.
Great block. Great block.
Mourning, well, he's come out ready to play.
Well, Mourning will make things happen. He clears out a lot of space.
Terry, blocked by Mourning. Alonzo Mourning with his fourth rejection.
Once again, Alonzo Mourning playing big.
All right, hearing them, guys, still feel good about them. Here would be my concerns, okay, about each of your teams, and then you guys can get some your concerns about my team. And by the way, we're not judging this. We're going to bring on celebrity judges. George Sedano is going to be one of them, but we're thinking about expanding the judge pool here a little bit, get some numbers
George
into
Sedano
it.
Was over the age of 12, so.
He is. He's about your age. Oh, he's a little older than you, but he's in that mix. He's a little younger than me. But we're probably going to bring in three judges, okay? But here would be my concerns about both of your teams, the ones that have been brought up, and then you guys can rip my team apart. My concern about Alex's team that I think is getting overlooked here is that I honestly don't know if you have enough shooting. I'm looking at this like Shaq's best play has always come when he's had some shooters around him. And I'm looking at Lamar, who I know, league average three at best. Mash is
no,
pretty
we're
good
talking
shooter.
Peak year with Heat. We're
peak
talking
year,
peak year,
peak
with,
year
heat.
With Heat.
He was like 28%. He was a 28% 3-point shooter his peak
Hold
year
on.
With the Heat.
Hold yes. on.
Just want to, you know, if we're. Oh, I'm sorry, 29%.
Yeah, hold on. That's not what
not
I
as good
say,
as Steve Smith
for the last
was.
Pod, we were projecting out to if they were to play today, right? And we were and
well,
we
like
were
5 years ago.
But
man.
The percentages hold on. Don't necessarily go up, Alex. The attempts.
No.
Exactly. I don't know what that means.
You'd just be shooting more at 30%.
Right. So we're just gonna ignore the data for his whole career where he was pretty much a league.
Yes, we're ignoring data for whole career.
Okay, it's but if you're
that's the whole point.
Okay, but in the last show, you were projecting, you were making evaluations based on projecting to how they would look today. So now we're eliminating all that. That's fine.
No.
We were doing that last show.
We're not eliminating the fact that he would shoot more threes.
The point wasn't that Lamar is a shooter. I said when I drafted him.
The question is, would he shoot threes well? And if you're looking at him as a Miami Heat player,
Lamar does not
a
shooter.
A lot of good things. Okay, fine. Jamal Mashburn was a good shooter. Okay, I always felt he didn't shoot enough.
But I said when I drafted Lamar,
particularly for the corners,
that I wanted to bring him off of the bench, and then I wanted to draft some shooters.
I know you're looking at shooters now. There's not a ton
who's
of shooters
defensive now.
Yeah, that's right. All right, now I'm not.
You guys are saying that you guys are talking about me like I didn't even address this in the last show. I addressed all of this in the last show. Alpha's coming at me because he got defensive when I came at him. I'm with it, man, but don't make stuff up.
All right, but let's look at a concern I would have of your team against my team. I'm gonna run your ass off the floor. I got Bam, LeBron, I got Rice and Eddie on the wings, and I got Goron. I'm gonna make Shaq's fat ass run. All right. And Timmy, sorry, I love Tim. I covered his whole career down here. I'm a big Tim Hardaway fan. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He couldn't move by the time he got here. All right. He's going to be wearing that big bulky knee brace. And I'm going to have Goran and these guys and LeBron and Bam speeding by him on the break. Okay. So all we got to say is that you're getting peak Wade. That's terrific. But I don't love your shooting, and I don't love what you're going to look like in transition defense. So you better – Jamal and Lamar better get back. That would be my concern there. My concern about you, Alf, and I know you're going to argue because you've been arguing on Twitter. I don't know how you're going to score enough. I just don't. Like, I know you're saying that four guys on your team average 20.
How about scoring down the stretch?
That's my thing. Where because is the
Jimmy
ball
Butler
going?
And Steve Smith can't score down the stretch.
Well, right? Jimmy didn't LeBron this year.
Jimmy has for most of the year. He fell off the last few weeks, but he has been the closer for the team this year.
I understand he's shooting about right, but you want him taking a three late in the game? Who is creating? Okay, in the half court. Okay, game bogs down a little bit. We're getting towards the end of the game. All right, you're not playing out in transition. There's no white chocolate stuff or any of that. Game bogs down. Where is the ball going? Because I know where the ball is going for me, and I have an idea.
Jimmy Butler and Chris Bosh. I think that's a pretty good. Those are pretty good options. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering the way Bosh and both Jimmy have played this year, but I feel like those are some good options down the stretch of a game.
I think the theme is grading on a curve. It's not as good, right? When we're talking about crunch time.
Okay, but we're also talking. What about we're talking crunch time defense as well? My team is going to be hard as hell to score on in the clutch.
You putting Jimmy on Bron?
No, I would definitely say that you have the best defensive team. I would definitely put Jimmy
on Bron.
I mean, okay, go ahead, but it's like I would like that matchup if I have LeBron.
But listen, there's also going to be help defense, and you have some of the best help defenders in Bosch and Zoe on my team defensively.
I think you can say that for Ethan's team outside of Goran.
Who are you going to put Mashburn on LeBron?
Listen, man, like I said, I drafted
Lamar. Put Lamar Odom on LeBron and see what happens.
I drafted the first five. Please based on talent. All right, I'm drafting more people now here.
You gotta fill this out. All right.
Because honestly, it's unfair. I'm like, what was I supposed to do? Draft Shane Battier over Mashburn? Like, come on.
Now it's unfair.
No, it's unfair what you're saying. I got the best talent, and
We're talking about starting fives right now.
Sure,
that's what we're doing.
Alf, since your team has gone bankrupt, you're gonna read the next spot for our next sponsor, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna pick the reserves.
All right, guys, before we get back to the show, I want to welcome everybody to our newest sponsor, Apollo Leaf. Okay, Apollo Leaf provides top of the line premium CBD extracted and then formulated for maximum benefit. Apollo Leaf offers unique products like their sleep sprays and energy sprays, which are especially useful for this current turbulent time, right? People ask me all the time, Alf, why CBD? Well, CBD benefits include anxiety reduction, increased focus, sleep assistance, pain relief, and more. Apollo Leaf is based out of Miami, so they're local, and they only source ingredients from top farms in the USA. Apollo Leaf uses broad-spectrum CBD that includes all the benefits of the cannabis plant, but removes all the THC. So go now to www.apolloleaf.com and use code HEAT at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's right, guys. The code HEAT, H-E-A-T, your favorite basketball team, and that's 25% off at Apolloleaf.com, APOLLO leaf.com. Now back to the episode.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back with Alphon Sidney and Alex Toledo. Again, thanks to our sponsors, and definitely check them out. We'll be promoting them on Twitter as well. Let's get to it. I picked first in the first, third, and fifth rounds, which means Alphon Sidney picks first, then Alex, then me. In this round, everybody's got 30 seconds to make the pick. You can talk about it longer than that, so don't cut me off. But you got 30 seconds to make the pick. Alf, first pick of the sixth round is yours.
Because my team needs shooting, and because my team in the fourth quarter will probably be benching, not probably, Jason Williams is not going to close. I'm bringing in an all-time closer in Ray Allen.
I knew it, yeah.
To be my sixth man. So keep saying I don't have shooting on my team. we're going to score down the stretch.
Is he going to play on the road? Because he wasn't very good on the road with the Heat. Well, I'm the only one who remembers that.
But we're saying peak Heat. His first year with the Heat was better than the second. I think we all can agree on that.
He did shoot well, yes.
And he shot well. Maybe his splits weren't great, but they were much better than that second year. And he could shoot on the road his first year. So we're talking about peak Ray Allen first year. Yeah, I'm taking him.
All right, yeah, Ray Allen.
Sounds kind of early to take Ray Allen, huh?
Early to take Ray Allen.
He had his heart set on. I knew that everything that Alf said at the end of last episode, he was taking Ray Allen. Like, there was no doubt in my mind he was taking Ray Allen. I see the logic with it. I mean, he made the biggest shot in NBA history, arguably. So you want a clutch shooter out there that you can go to. But a couple things. One, your defense is pretty good in a lot of spots, but Ray's going to be exploited defensively down the stretch. So taking Jay Will off the floor for Ray late in games. And then who's initiating your offense at the end of games? Jimmy? Is that what you...
Yeah, I would probably be... The ball would probably be in Jimmy's hands to close.
Okay.
And that's a good place to have the ball.
All right. That's fair. All right. Alex, you any other concerns about this one before I choose?
No. I mean, I get why he would make the pick. It definitely surprised me a little bit. I had a feeling he was going to go, with somebody else who I don't want to say because I might just choose him right now.
Well, you can't because it's my pick. All right, so second pick of the...
Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm sorry. It's your pick.
It is Alex's pick.
What am I thinking? It's your pick, and I hope you don't take my guy. Go ahead.
Honestly, this is still very tough. Like, I'm on the clock right now. I was stalling right now when I was making fun of your Ray Allen pick.
Because you wanted Ray Allen.
No. Actually, no. I'm right now...
Well, yeah, you need somebody who can play defense somewhere.
So right now I'm deciding between three different guys. And I think I'm going to have to go. Oh, this is really tough. I feel like LeBron right now in the decision. But I'm going to have to take my talents with Caron Butler, man. I'm going to have to go Caron Butler. I need another wing defender. I need somebody I could trust. I actually really didn't think I was going to take him right now. But, man, I feel like I wouldn't be able to pick the other two guys over Caron and what he was when he was here, even though he wasn't in his prime.
Well, that's the thing, though. You're taking Pete Caron, so that's his first year, because his second year he was in and out of the lineup, although he was good in the playoffs. He faded a little bit, sort of the background on that team. I think people forget that. Like, when Caron had the couple big playoff games, it was like, oh, there's the Caron from his first season. And, of course, his first season they lost, 61 games as him as their best player?
Listen, you know what, man?
I think you're thinking of Caron in Washington, honestly, but
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but honestly, I think it's because the other two guys who I wanted to get, I feel like, I don't know, weren't exactly on the same level. There's another guy who I really wanted to get, but I can't do it, man. I can't do it. If Luol Deng was here, I would have taken him right now.
Well, we're talking about Luol Deng as an option. Not yet, though. He's going to be the wild card pick for you, potentially. We're each going to get one wild card pick who's not on the board. All right, so you've added Caron Butler.
If you would ask me like 10 seconds later, I might have had a different pick. That's how close it was for me.
Well, I don't think you're going to pick the guy I was going to pick because you weren't alive when he played. But I'm going back a ways here, and I know I need bigs. But I also want toughness.
Can I comment on the Caron Butler pick?
Yes, comment on the Caron Butler pick.
You picked a guy who basically would be a rookie and was a looter in a riot in his first year.
Coming off the looter in a riot. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, come on, that team was bad. And he scored 15 points a game, and then they
let's take a look at that team again.
They lost 61 games.
That team is kind of forgotten here.
There were better guys.
No, Caron was
on a bad team.
But he was a good NBA player, very good NBA player, but just it just didn't blossom here because we saw the potential in the first season. But
again, this is just a bench body for me. I'm not going to rely on this guy to close for me.
There were better guys.
All right, here was the scoring on that first team, okay? That 2002-2003 team. Hold on a second. So it was Eddie actually led the team in scoring at 18-5. Caron averaged 15.5, shooting 41% from the field and 31% from three.
Two steals.
I know about the two steals. Brian Grant, the fourth leading scorer on that team was current Heat assistant Malik Allen. who played 80 games and averaged 29 minutes a game. Travis Best, I forgot about him. Travis Best was fifth on the team in scoring. And then Mike James, Luter and a riot. I'm a huge Karan fan. I'm a huge Karan fan too, but I think even Karan would think that Karan was picked a little high there. All right, let's go to the next one. And this one's going to get mocked because the points per game are not there. I think there'd be some questions about in the modern game, maybe quickness and things like that. But I want a tough son of a bitch on this team. And I covered Dan Marley's career in Miami. And I want him out there taking additional defensive assignments. I want him back before Steph Curry backed up to 30 feet, Thunder backed up to 30 feet. The spacing that he would create in transition, I can play him down the stretch of games because he can guard twos and threes. I think he can guard up to fours at times. I think in the modern NBA, he might have even played some four. He was a lot bigger than people remember him for. I thought about a couple of other 3-and-D guys on this team, but frankly, one of them, as good as Shane was, and I have great in my admiration for Shane, Dan was here longer, and I'm going with Marley.
I would have picked Marley over Karan.
That was one of the other two guys I was looking at. But you see what you said about what you said there about him being able to guard threes consistently and maybe even being able to guard fours. You see, that's where the experience comes out, because I wasn't sure about that, so I couldn't make that decision when I just know, okay, Karan's a three, I'm just going to have an extra wing there. Right, but
Dan, you're telling me
he can guard threes and fours. I will concede that I made a mistake.
I don't think he did. Well, he didn't do a lot of it the guarding fours at that point. But again, the game was changed. I mean, the fours at that point were guys like Tyrone Hill. Okay, I mean, the fours were like 6'9", 6'10", 250 pounds of chiseled muscle. You know, grabbing 10 rebounds. They were Michael Cage fours. Okay, this is a different – the fours these days he could guard, absolutely. And
LeBron on the team, but he wouldn't have to guard LeBron.
Right, and they're a legitimate – I mean, Dan was a legitimate 6'7", 6'8". Like, so, I mean, there's a size factor there too.
I saw 6'6 on Basketball Reference when I was checking.
Yeah, I think Dan – well, it said 6'6"? Okay. I thought he was higher than that. But either way, I think he gives you the size at that position. And he can get out in transition because I think he has a trailer on the break. He would be incredible playing with – I just think LeBron would love playing with the guy. And I'm trying to put together pieces that I think LeBron – and this is LeBron's team, so that's the kind of piece that I want. All right. So now I pick again, right? So we're going to the next round. Before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor, the 5 Reasons Sports Network, Seltzer Mayberg Law Firm. You can find them at onecalllegal.com, O-N-E, calllegal.com. They've got someone there 24 hours a day to start your case, gets you to the right attorney. Even during the current circumstances, they're all working on remote right now. So definitely check that out. And when stuff resumes, hopefully eventually, they're based right there in North Miami, right before the Golden Glades off of I-95 in Miami Shores. But again, for now, go to onecalllegal.com. And if you have any kind of a case about just about anything, you know, go talk to an attorney about it and see if they can help you out with your particular situation. All right. I'm looking at my team right now, and I need to get some help for Bam. And I mean, my team is not small overall, but it's small on the interior. And if I'm going to be playing Bam together with LeBron in the front court, I need a big. So I was looking at some of the bigs. All right, I have a sentimental push towards one particular player, but I don't think he helps Bam enough here. So I'm not going to go with that guy. You can probably figure out who that is. There's another guy who I probably could take, but I don't want the pouting on my team. I just don't. He's not going to get enough playing time playing behind Bam, so he's going to end up creating a circus and all the rest of this and wanting the ball thrown down to him in the post. So if I have to take that player, it's going to be later in the draft. So really this came down to a couple of different guys for me. One guy who I just have tremendous respect for and has the length and intelligence to play with his team, and another one who guarded Shaq really effectively during his career. I'm going to go with PJ Brown. I thought about somebody else, but I like PJ's versatility. I think he can step out and shoot the jumper. He's a team guy. He'll fit with this group. He doesn't demand the ball. And I like his intelligence on the interior, like I said, and I I think he's just another high character guy I can add to this team. So I'm going with PJ Brown. Thoughts?
Yeah. I don't think he's big enough.
But he's not, look, he's not.
There was only one guy I really think thought you should have picked. I'm not going to say it, but there's only one guy.
Do you think I mentioned? Because I think we're both thinking the same guy. The sentimental choice was UD, but I don't think big enough. He could guard up during his career. He certainly did it. He guarded Shaq many times, but I didn't want to go there. So I think I know who you think I should have taken. Or there's two other choices. One of them doesn't defend. Okay, great rebounder, but doesn't defend.
That's true.
And the other one was, like I said, Grant, who I was thinking of. But, you know, and I love Grant's effort and his toughness, and he also guarded Shaq really well. But I think PJ gives me a little bit more versatility, and that's why I went with PJ. He's longer than Brian.
It's a solid pick. Okay. I mean –
it's not terrible.
From the list, it's a solid pick.
Yeah, it's not like you had a lot of places to go, but
yeah, I mean, needed a big, and I'll probably have to grab one more. All right,
I would have taken somebody else though. If I was in your position,
well, you are in a position now. I don't know if you're going to take them, but we're now at the second pick of the seventh round. Where are you going?
Like, I'm an indecisive ass dude, and I'm on the clock again right now. I was looking up the stats right now for exactly the guys I narrowed it down to. And this is really tough, man. There's somebody that I want to pick who I think is a standout talent, which would keep going with my theme of just picking the talent as far as their peaks on the Heat. This is another guy who had one great year on the Heat, but I don't know if he would fit. There's another guy I want to get who I feel like it's just the peak just is not even close. Man, I'm going to have to go Anthony Mason here, man. Oh my God!
You can't. Not? He's not one of the 30.
Wait, what? I'm looking at him on the email.
No, he's a wild card choice. No, that's before we narrowed it. Here, let me send you this.
Oh my God!
Yeah. That's before we narrowed.
I guess it narrows it down some more then.
He's a wild card choice. Let me give you the last.
Yeah, go ahead and pick Anthony Mason. No, that's fine.
No. But I mean, he can pick him. He can
let him have it. Just let him have it.
But he can't pick him now. That's the only thing. I'm gonna reset.
That's not what I wanted to do. My wild card slot.
All right. So
now you're running out of time.
Right, you're gonna end up passing on your pick like the Vikings did a few years ago. Quickly.
I'm going to go Shane Battier. Oh, my God. It's a little bit too early to get him, man. But I wanted somebody like him on my team. I'm going to get him just for the basketball fit. I think the other guy I was thinking of was, you know, better at his peak. But I'm taking Battier, man. I need another 3-and-D guy who I can depend on.
All right. I don't hate it either. I was thinking about him before I picked Marley. Once I picked Marley, that one was pretty much off the board. All right, Alf, you're up.
All right. So now this is difficult. I need a backup point. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the greatest player in Miami Heat history.
I thought about him.
Mario Chalmers.
Wow. Wow, your best pick yet.
I mean, he might be the one who ends up closing games out of the three guards you took.
Listen, he might.
I mean, the reality is, if you give me a choice of having to put up with Ray's defense in some situations versus Jason Williams, who I think defensively can be played off the floor, and putting on a guy who will actually be, you know, stout at the point of attack, I might play Rio. He's kind of a combination of the two, to be honest, in some ways.
So, and and that just gives my team more shooting.
Yeah.
Right now. So now I'm starting to see that there's probably going to be a run on bigs here.
Yes. First pick of the eighth round, by the way.
First pick of the eighth round. This is a little bit tough. I got to think about this one. Oh, we're talking peak. Why am I even? It's got to be Udonis Haslem.
I thought about him. Yeah.
Peak with the Heat. Backup big for me. I mean, can shoot that 18-footer like nobody's business. Yeah, I'm going with Udonis. People forget. It's one of those things where people forget how good he was. I mean, from like 04 to 08. Yeah, I mean, even into 2010, 2011, he played big minutes in some of those playoff games. Remember what he did against the Pacers. But when you're talking about 04 through 08, where like I think we all would agree is his peak. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a starter. He was a starter for a championship team. So Udonis off my bench, peak Udonis. Yeah, that's To me, that's a solid pick.
All right. So Udonis Haslem, second pick. So we now we're starting to get some of those little 12 guys from the big three teams. But I agree with you. Udonis's peak was a little earlier than that. All right. So let's go to before the foot injury for sure. All right, Alex, you're up again. Second pick of the eighth round.
That you didn't take my guy. Your picks aren't bad. I like getting Rio and UD off the bench. Those are guys who I would love to have off the bench. But I'm glad you didn't take my other guy here. And it's Josh Richardson, man. I need shooting on my team, and I'm glad that I'm able to snag somebody who, when you look at his peak on the Heat, like he was a pretty good shooter on some pretty good volume, man. And I'm going to need those types of players on my team. I'm glad that, you know, with somebody like Ray, you know, you don't get the defensive side. But, Josh, you're getting great defense. So I feel good about that right now.
All right, so Alex takes Alex goes with Josh, who actually was our 30th, but I thought he would go higher in this draft, and he did. All right, so I've got last pick of the eighth round, and then we'll take a quick break here, and I'm looking at what we've got left, and we got a lot of bigs. We got a lot of undersized bigs. I knew that this was going to happen at this point of the draft. I took PJ to give myself a little bit more size there. I'm going to go off the board here a little bit and take a guy who, again, I didn't love watching play necessarily, but I like the versatility and the ability to get me 20 to 22 if we need to get 20 to 22. And he kept his promise. He said in the locker room in 2006 after they won, I'm going to keep drinking until training camp. And he came back overweight and failed a conditioning test. It was never quite the same. But we're going with peak. And Antoine Walker was a pretty good player at his peak here in Miami. Not as good as he was in Boston. I think I can live with his defensive liabilities, but his ability to play the three on the four. And I think in today's game, like I said, he could be a really effective four that will allow me to slide down LeBron down in certain lineups to the three spot or give LeBron a breather or allow LeBron to play the point. And Antoine can handle the ball too. So I'm going with best player available here. Not necessarily best fit, and to me, that's Antoine Walker.
I like that pick. I like that pick. He was one of my guys that I was looking at. I like him next to LeBron.
I like it. I don't know if he went too high because at this point, it's kind of it's not like slim pickings. These are all really good players, though. Yeah. But you know, yeah, I can't. There's nobody else that's left that I would, you know, that I'd be like, oh, you're crazy for picking Antoine Walker over him. So, yeah, I mean, I like to pick.
All right, so we're going to go to the ninth round in a second here. But before we do, I want to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, and that is Doral Toyota. Again, we understand that everybody's on this stay-at-home edict right now as we publish this podcast, but you can still go to DoralToyota.com. You can check out all of their great cars. They've got huge selection. They're having their 50th anniversary, so you can tell they've been in business a long time and done right by a lot of different people. And if you just mention Five Reasons Sports, you will work with a dedicated manager. Again, they've got over 1,500 new and used cars to choose from. And when everything comes back, they're right there in Doral, right at 9775 Northwest 12th Street, right off of 826 and 836, a few blocks from International Mall. So again, support our local businesses. We know, obviously, that everything is tight right now, but some of those leases are coming up. So check out Doral Toyota. All right, thanks again to all our sponsors, Doral Toyota, Apollo Leaf, and all the others that support the Five Reasons Sports Network. All right, we're entering round nine now. Two more picks, and then we're going to have our wild card picks to fill out this team. Looking over this, guys, like I said, there's good players here. That's not the issue. The issue is that we put a lot of power forwards on this list, and I knew that when we did it that we're going to end up in a weird spot because it doesn't fit today's game quite as well. But I'm looking at some of this. Again, I went off the board a little bit for Antoine Walker. You know, I'm obviously going to need to give a breather to my point guard. And so as I look at this, there's, you know, really only one point guard left on the board. And he's not necessarily in his prime when he gets to Miami, but he made a huge shot. He gives you attitude. He'll take any defensive assignment. And I think at times he'll be put on the floor instead of my point guard. And I also think he's another guy that LeBron would want to play with. So although I've considered some bigs here, I'm going to take Gary Payton. And I'm going to basically take his experience and, you know, when the game slows down a little bit, Gary's going to get the ball to the right guy. And I think there will be times where he plays ahead of Dragic down the stretch. So I'm going with GP.
I had a feeling you were going to go there.
I mean, that's a smart for your team right now. That was the, that might have been your only recourse.
Especially since you got Goran starting there. So having a good defensive backup is probably important.
Right. Yeah.
Snagged up Chalmers.
Well, I would have taken Rio if he'd been there. That was my plan was to try to get Rio in the eighth or ninth round. But
there's nobody else there that you want to add alongside to PJ Brown again. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It starts to get redundant here.
Right. It's just at that point, it's just throwing fouls at Shaq. Like, and that's I've thought about that. But I think there's any of one of three bigs I can get here in the 10th round that's going to do that for me. So there really wasn't a point in kind of reaching there. I'm going to get a big at the 10th spot. And that's all that's really left. So, all right. So that's the first pick of the 9th round. Alex, you are up.
All right. I think I'm going to have to go Hassan Whiteside here. I was debating between him or another player who didn't put up nearly the production he did, and I haven't drafted a backup big yet ever since my Anthony Mason pick, RIP, got, null and void. But so now he's my backup center. I've got Battier there. I've got Josh there. I've got Karan there. So I feel like I've got the 2-3-4 figured out. I feel like they're versatile, so depending who I draft next is not going to be a point guard. I'm not going to be worried about that. Plus, you know, we've still got the wild card, so who knows what's going to happen there.
All right, Hassan, and how are you handling this roster that has – I'm just going to give you some of the personalities on your team. I should throw you GP also.
Shaq and Hassan.
Shaq and Hassan.
Yo.
Dwayne wants to kill you right now. Seriously, you just put you.
Dwayne loves Hassan off the bench.
Did you even sort of? Did you ever think of the possibility that Dwayne's going to walk out on your team right now? Like, instead of adding character guys, you've added Hassan. He's going to have to deal with Hassan and Shaq.
I added.
What about when Hassan wants to start over Shaq?
Right, it's already happening.
See, that's the thing. I don't got to worry about that, right? Where if you would have drafted Hassan with Bam, you already know what's going to happen. We've seen it happen. I don't think Hassan thinks he's better than Shaq. You know?
You don't? You don't?
No, man. No. Which was more realistic? Him?
Oh my God! And Hassan's going to take his cues from Shaq also. So there's going to be a lot of stupid shit on Snapchat because you know if we're in the modern era, Shaq's going to be on Snapchat all day long too. So you have the two of them goofing off in practice. By the way, we're also going to have to pick coaches after this.
So they're goofing up. Battier in there, man.
You better have Pat coaching that team instead of Stan because they ain't going to work with Stan. So
you better pick Beasley.
Can we draft the coaches too?
Yes, we're going to draft the coaches.
There's like three coaches to choose from.
Well, that's who we're choosing.
Unless we go with Kevin Loggery.
Don't disparage Roddy like that. He's
That's true. There is a Rod, it's time with the Heat because Alvin Gentry's not that bad of a pick either. But we all know the top three. I mean,
we know the top four. Throw Ronnie in the mix there. All right, Ronnie even coached again when Pat took that fake sabbatical. Remember that one when he went on that scouting trip? All right, yes. So that's it. For you, Al. So who's up? You're up, right? Alf, you're up. You got two in a row here. Make the first one. We'll go to break. You come back with a second one.
Okay. My first pick, who's left, is going to be a guy who in his peak averaged 17 and 12 on the Heat. And I think I know that there were some defensive problems, but I think we discount Ronnie Cicely a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Ronnie that's a really good backup center.
That was the other guy I was considering.
Because, 17 and 12 at a time when people were scoring 90 points a game, you really can't shake a stick at it. And he had a bunch of 20 rebound games. Like, he was a monster on the board. So, I'm going with Ronnie Cicely for my next pick.
Okay. Ronnie's a good, safe pick, a really, really good rebounder. I'm not a great defender, which is why I didn't really go there because –
That's like why I ended up taking Hassan. I wanted to get Hassan away from one of you guys. To, you know, to
I have the greatest defensive center in Heat history, so I can deal with
all right. Thank you for taking Hassan off my hands. I have no complaints with you taking Hassan off my hands. All right, last round coming up here, and then we're going to do the wild cards and the coaches. Before we do, I want to tell you about Luis Peters at State Farm, an agency representing the number one auto and home insurer in the United States, more than 60 years of combined experience in the insurance industry. These are local agents that understand South Florida's unique market. They've got access 24/7. We know you can't do the walk-in right now, but you can call in at 305-275-5585. That's 305-275-5585, or you can click in at luispeters.com. They're based over there at 7750 Southwest 117th Avenue in Miami, or you can follow on Twitter at SF Agent Peters. Again, luispeters.com. All right, let's get to the 10th round. Then we're going to do the wild card. We're going to do the coaches. 10th round, last pick before we get to the wild cards. Alf, you go first.
Okay, my team is full of high character guys, as you guys have seen, bunch of hard workers. And on the at the end of this list, I mean, I like all three guys left, but I'm going to have to – I have the size. I have versatility. I got a little bit of shooting. So I'm going to go with the guy who kind of just does everything, good defender. I'm going with Brian Grant. Mm-hmm.
That was going to be my pick in this round. I think Brian's tenure here was underrated, honestly. Vastly. I think the contract made people think he was overrated, and then he got hurt. But he was never supposed to be their starting five. Like, that wasn't supposed to happen. He was supposed to be starting four next to Zoe, which I think would have been really effective. I think in some ways he would have been even more effective than PJ. But then obviously Zoe got sick and Brian had to do the dirty work every night. He guards everybody. Just a versatile player. Didn't have the hops that he did in Portland. But I like Brian personally. I like what he adds to a team. So I think that's a good pick. I do. I would have taken him over Ronnie, to be honest, but I mean, you're getting both.
So I had the back-to-back pick, so I didn't really have to worry about
it. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
All right, you're up, Alex. Who are you leaving me with?
So I'm honestly glad it ended up this way, because I picked Caron Butler thinking that Battier and this guy weren't going to be there when I chose, but I ended up getting both of them, and this guy, James Posey.
He's not on the list either.
Wait, what?
He's not on the list either. Look at the 30 I just sent you.
God damn it.
So I sent you the remaining guys too.
There's two remaining guys on our list.
I'm excited for Posey. So let me see.
Grant Long.
Oh, fuck.
That's not very nice. Grant's been on our podcast.
No, but I just want Posey was going to be, Posey was going to be the nice
wild,
fit there.
It's a wild card option.
No, I'm not going to do that for wild card. In that case, so it's either Birdman or Grant Long. I'm gonna go Grant Long. Like, I already got my center. Whiteside at his peak was a lot better than Birdman. I understand what he did in that playoff run, but we know Whiteside was a defensive player of the year candidate. Birdman was nowhere near that in his time with the Heat.
Yeah, you don't need Whiteside and Birdman on the same team.
No, I don't need Whiteside and Grant Long together either. But at the same time, it's good to have your pick of backup five, right? Just in case anything were to happen with Hassan.
I mean, Grant Long is more of a four, right?
Yeah,
he's a four in the modern NBA.
He can do both. It's the right pick. You made the right pick, in my opinion. No,
well, you made the right pick, but I'm thrilled with it because I wanted Birdman on the team. I want Birdman back with Bron. The vertical spacing, the attitude he brings. Now, so I've got some high character guys, but I've also got a little attitude with Birdman and GP. He'll take on any challenge. He doesn't need the ball. He is a perfect backup to Bam. Like, I love him as a backup to Bam. He's just going to run the floor. He's going to finish on the break. He's going to take alley-oops from Dragic. Like, I'm looking at my team right now. Like, I am going to run your asses off the floor.
Pete Dragic going to throw alley-oops, so I don't want to hear that.
Okay, that's fine. Well, he'll pull up from three. I love my team in transition. I wanted Birdman. So, I mean, if I can get Birdman at the 30th pick again, don't underestimate him, man. He was playing the big minutes on that team, like the minutes that mattered. And he was like never a problem.
I don't think he does anything. If you're playing him, that means you're not playing PJ Brown, which means, Shaq is going to eat. And I would take, Birdman was really nice in the playoffs, but Hassan, man, at his best here. I take that matchup over Birdman, you know. Just the size.
I'll take Birdman in my locker room over Hassan, okay? So that's where we're going with that one.
I've got Grant Long and Battier and you
well,
know.
Well, Shade, you know, I just want to see the look on Shade's face when Birdman when Hassan in your locker room, okay, is talking about playing with cats or something.
It's not going to matter when they're winning championships, you
know? Okay, let's just see about that. All right, so we're going to the wild cards. I get to pick first in the wild cards. You guys are going to get to pick the coaches first. All right. That's how this works. So,
oh, perfect.
So I probably screwed myself with that. Perhaps, we'll see.
Well, you have LeBron, man. So there you go.
He's the coach. I'm going to see how Stan's going to handle that. It's basically where that's going to go. All right. So I'm not sure. I mean, that was always interesting, Stan talking about LeBron. Stan always had a lot of theories on how to guard LeBron, so we'll see how that goes. All right. We are going to get to the wild card picks here. So you're finally going to be able to get to your list.
Alex is like, I only get one, damn it.
I kind of know who your list is because it's basically all the guys we polled that nobody picked over Josh Richardson, and then you ended up taking Josh Richardson anyway. So, all right, let's get to it. I'm looking over it right now and seeing who's left. Just to remind people, the guys who were on the polls, we had who do we have? We had Sherman Douglas, right? Bruce Bowen was one who was suggested out there. And then Mace was another one who was suggested. But
now we don't have to go off of that list. We can go completely off the board.
No, you can go completely off the board. I'm just trying to find the damn list as I look for it here of the guys that I, because we had an original Leif and I had an original list that was pretty good actually that I was working off of. But I'm looking at my team too and trying to figure out what it is I need. And you know what I need is shooting. And again, additional kind of toughness in shooting. So I don't really need Sherman Douglas. I don't think Mason would be happy as an 11th man. I don't think that's workable. So I'm really looking at a couple more of the 3-and-D guys. I think Bruce Bowen had a better career than James Posey, but give me James Posey in the 2006 playoffs. Give me another tough-ass 3-and-D guy, take on any assignment, spot up in the corner. I think another guy, LeBron, here's another thing, it's inside information. LeBron loves James Posey because he was an assistant with the Cavs. Even though obviously we're going back in time now, here's a relationship. I'm going to take Posey at 31.
Wow.
That's all I get. You were going to take him.
No, that's
right?
The right pick.
No,
that's a good pick.
I would love James Posey. He was left on the board like Gary Payton, but wild card really gives you some creative options. I get why you did it, right? It's a solid pick. It's a role pick, right?
I'm surprised Posey wasn't there over Grant Long, to be completely honest with you.
I don't think you can leave Grant Long off if you're going to have Giannis Haslam on, right? Yeah, I mean, because UD belongs on, but Grant's numbers actually were better than UD's. I know different era, different roles, no championship, etc. But I mean, Grant Long kind of did what UD did beforehand, right?
Yeah, so. I get it. I just love James Posey on those during that 06 run, man. He was amazing.
Yeah, and I bring him and Antoine back together again. So again, flexibility, can play the two or the three, can spot up and all that. All right, you're up, Alex. You had 12 choices, so what do you want?
Honestly, the fact that you didn't take, I had three guys that I had in my head like, oh, if I get any of these, I'll be happy. But you didn't take any of them. So now I'm left with a tough decision. And should I lay out the three guys or not? No, I shouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You can, because I'm not going to take any of the guys you lay out.
I bet you would. Anyways, what I need right now, man, oh, this is going to sound ridiculous. I don't even know if I'm going to make this pick. Oh, man.
You know, there's still a 30-second time limit. Just one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Deion Waiters, baby. I'm going to go with Deion Waiters.
You're right. He was not on my list.
Add to that locker room, baby.
Peak 30 and 11, Deion Waiters.
Oh, my God. He was
as so the 11th good. Man on the bench.
He was so
pissed off. Also, yeah.
I don't have a backup point guard, so he's going to be my backup point guard. I drafted a bunch of wing bodies, and I drafted Grant Long, who's not going to be in the rotation. So now I've got a completely malleable lineup. I mean, my backup backcourt of Josh and Deion is nice. I've got Hassan there.
No, it's not.
What? You guys have, like, Gary Payton and, like, Come on, man.
I just have Hall of Famer Gary Payton's experience and clutch final shooting attitude and
that one shot.
That one. I mean, okay. I mean, Deion and Hassan. Good luck with that, my friend.
Off the bench. That's easy money, man.
What kind of contracts you giving the two of them?
These guys are playing behind Hall of Famers as opposed to playing behind Justice Winslow and Goran Dragic.
And Deion still is going to think he's the best guy on the team. And Hassan still is going to think he's the best center. Hassan's going to be demanding playing time instead of Shaq. And Deion's going to think he's supposed to play instead of Wade and Hardaway. You're
effed. My
team's
malleable.
Poor Spo, because I know that's who you're picking as the coach.
I don't know, man.
Poor Spo. You better pick Ronnie. Let Ronnie handle that. Alf, you're up.
All right. As I've been trying to do is add shooting to my team, I'm going with the greatest shooter in Miami Heat history, Mr. Duncan Robinson.
That was my other guy, man.
Thought about that.
I mean, come on. Like, if you need shooting, is there a better shooter that's off the board right now than Duncan Robinson?
I was about to do it, man. You're 100% right.
It was either him or Justice Winslow.
That was my third guy. You see? You got two out of my three guys, man. Come on.
Because peak Justice Winslow is pretty. How do you pick Deion Waiters over Duncan Robinson if that's where you were going to go?
I'm surprised you didn't ask, how do you pick peak Deion over Peak Justice?
Actually, I would ask that same damn question.
I mean,
I'll take Justice from the second half of last season as opposed to Deion.
I did it as a basketball fit thing because I feel like I already had a lot of guys who weren't great
shooters.
There
is no basketball fit thing with Deion, dude.
Come on, man. Deion, when he was at his prime, like in the Heat, he was a really nice
player. Who gave you the gummies?
Like, I won't disclose that information. I'm not going to snitch my guy out like that. No, but seriously, Deion, when he was on that 30-11 team, was putting up great numbers, was a two-way player, was shooting off the dribble and catch and shoot. Nice. Like, I think he was just a better fit as a backup facilitator and as somebody who can do 3-and-D stuff. He's not going to play that role. That's not what I'm expecting him to do.
Didn't Justice shoot better?
To the rim. Justice can only take, you know, set his feet and shoot threes. Like, we know the deal, man.
That's true. You're talking about off the dribble, creating his own shot from beyond the arc. Yeah,
I was so close to taking Duncan. So that
I like the Duncan pick better, to be honest. But that's, I mean, fair. If you're gonna put him out on the wing as a shooter, I mean, you're not gonna play him down the stretch against these teams because he can't guard anybody on these teams.
Deion ain't playing down the stretch either, brother.
No,
I would rather play Deion down the stretch than Duncan. That's for sure.
Yeah, you're not taking Timmy or Dwayne off the floor at the end of the game. So that's not gonna happen. All right, and anyway, Shaq's gonna be pissed because Shaq with Deion and Tim jacking up. Oh, my God. All right. That's good luck to you. All right. So now we get to the coaches. This is going to be very, very important for Alex's team. Alf.
I think you have a different idea of who I'm going to pick because we're talking about coaching. And I know we're adjusting for today's game, but I don't care what era he coached in. I think Spoelstra is the best coach that the Heat have ever had. I love Riley. Riley's a reason I'm a Heat fan, to be honest with you. But when we're just talking about X's and O's on the floor coaching, peak Spoelstra is a, you know, two-time NBA champion. Even though I don't even know if that is his peak. I actually thought
his peak was the first 50 games of this season, first 40 games.
Amazing coach. Riley is more of a motivator than an X's and O's guy. And I mean, with the kind of defensive guys I have. An offensive mind like Spo is kind of what I need more than, a hard-nosed guy like Riley. I think my team has that inside them already. They don't need the coach instilling that in them right now.
I think Spo would be upset because I think if you looked at the roster, Spo would want to coach my team. But anyway,
Spo.
Well, I know.
Like,
all right.
His GM hasn't handed him a bad hand before.
I think he would like Alf's team.
You think he liked Alf's team? Why?
Yeah, I mean, he loves Jimmy. I assume he loves Zoe. I assume he loves Bosch. Like,
that's true.
I feel like Steve Smith and Jason Williams would be, you know, more than workable.
It's just going to be hard to create the pace and space with that group. That
I don't think so.
You got shooters off the bench. We got shooters over here.
All right, he's got
UD.
I think he made the right pick.
So who are you? Okay, now that I think about it, I'm not stunned. And I do think a very good case can be made, and I've made it, that Eric is, and I know this bothers Heat fans are like his rotations. I think in a lot of ways, you know, Eric had never thought of himself as a game coach, or at least he wasn't really considered that. It was the other things, the organization, the motivation, and that kind of stuff, more so than anything else. I mean, even Pat acknowledged basically what he did in LA when he first got there was get the hell out of the way. So, you know, and took a lot of principles from previous coaches. Go ahead, Alex. I mean, are you going with the obvious choice? I mean, he kind of left the guy in there who's the only guy who can control your team, I think, basically.
Well, I had to think about it for a second just now while you were talking, because the one concern would be, so I'm going to go with Pat Riley. I'm going with Pat Riley. No, but what I was going to say was that the one concern would be adjusting for today's game, right? And I think Pat would be able to figure it out. Like, all these teams are kind of – it's a copycat league. Like, everybody's doing kind of the same stuff. Even if it would have taken him long at this point in 2020, I think he would have been fine with, like, taking a good volume of 3-point. Like, he would have had guys around him telling him that for years at this point. So I wouldn't even be worried about that. But at the same time, Van Gundy has actually coached in this era. So that's why I thought about it for a second. But what you said is what ultimately swayed me. To have the team that I have, you had to have Pat Riley. I was worried that Alf was going to take him because I didn't want Spo to coach this team. As much as I love Spo and pretty much agree with you on everything you said, I want Riley to come over here. He's coached Wade. He's coached Shaq. He's coached
Timmy.
Right now. He did coach Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
But
he coached Lamar. He coached Lamar, and he got the most out of Lamar, and he coached Jamal. So
Mashburn.
He's basically coached –
Dion in shape, man. And if he would get them in shape so quickly.
He got Dion in shape this year. I mean, come on. I mean,
I'm just saying, you remember, I know you know about those old practices, right? You said that they were a lot, you know, they were a lot crazier than what Spo was doing as far as, you know, getting into shape. Like, they would go 3 hours and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I would, you know, I would bet on that.
You'd have
I would
a
bet
mutiny.
On Pat Riley.
You'd have
you're
a
gonna,
mutiny
gonna,
on your
gonna,
hand
you're,
by midseason.
You're going to have four guys suspended on that. Yeah, how are you going to make up for? Do you need more wild cards to make up for all the guys he's going to suspend on that team?
No, man, no. Because if you get Hassan out of there, guess what? I've got Grant Long. If you get Dion out of there, guess what? I don't need Dion. I've got a bunch of other guys.
Alex says he has enough.
He has enough.
I have more than enough. And my backups are so, like, big and malleable that I think my defense is going to be tough all around. I address the shooting somewhat. Like, I feel good about my.
You've had an off night with the reserves.
You could have ended this whole whole explanation, Alex, by just saying I need Pat to coach Shaq, because we've already been there with Stan and Shaq, and that wasn't going to work because, you know, he had no respect. What was it called? Master of Panic. That was after.
That's another thing. Always known that you needed shooters around Shaq.
Yes.
So I think that would have been something like easily. Pat would have bought into, and you need the shooting around Wade and Shaq and also Hardaway so that he could attack the rim too. So I think that's not even something that would have taken long. But yeah, you need him to coach Shaq, you need him to coach Dion and Hassan, and if not, they don't work, you get them out of there, man. I'm not worried about it.
All right, I go next, and really there are only two choices here, and I love Ronnie to death, as everybody knows. To me, it's Stan. and the reason I think that this could work is, first thing, Stan is incredibly, you know, Stan was not a good general manager. I think that was pretty clear. But as a coach, Stan did really creative things, particularly in terms of finding ways to create space by playing different kinds of lineups. Whether it was by necessity or not, in a lot of ways, Stan kind of invented some stretch four principles. I know Dirk is kind of the forefront of it, but what he did with that Orlando team with basically Rashard Lewis playing the four, and, you know, and then Hidu also as a ball handler, there's a lot of similarities to my team. And the other thing is I really think, although, God, LeBron might kill Stan on the first practice, which is the only thing I'm concerned about because all the screaming. Did I ever tell you what Lamar told me once about Stan? After 2004 season, that summer, I think that the trade agreement made, that Jacksonville, they had like a pre-Olympics thing, and Lamar was there, and so was Wade. But nobody was paying attention to Wade because it was like considered to be AI's team. That was the team that fell apart with Larry Brown as a coach. And so I was talking to Lamar, and I said, hey, Lamar, what's up? And he goes, my name is not Lamar. I said, what do you mean? He goes, my name is Motherfucker. I said, what do you mean? He says, oh, that's all Stan called me the whole year. So I have concerns. I have concerns about, I mean, LeBron has been known. I don't know if, I mean, in Cleveland, basically, David Blatt would put stuff out there for LeBron to run. And LeBron would go, no, we're doing this, and just do something totally different. So I could see a clash there. But I think if Stan can somehow get LeBron to buy in, I just think his creativity would be a real plus, particularly, you know, he's obviously defensive principles, but also some of the offensive stuff too. So I think Dan, look, Stan to me did miraculous things with that 03-04 team. And it got overshadowed again by what happened in 05-06, which was a lot of different factors that came into play, most of them having to do with Shaq. But I like Stan as a coach. He might not have been my first choice for this team. Honestly, it probably would have been Spo, but I'll certainly take Stan Van Gundy as a consolation prize. So we want to go over the teams right now. All right, let's just, because I'm not even going to remember your teams right now. So let's go through this quickly. Alf, give me your 11 and your coach.
Oh, the full 11.
Yes.
Bosh, Zoe, Steve Smith, Jimmy Butler, Jason Williams, and then the bench is Ray Allen, Mario Chalmers, UD, Ronnie Cicely, Brian Grant, Duncan Robinson, and Coach Eric Spoelstra.
Alex?
Deep as F.
Alex?
My team, Tim Hardaway, Dwayne Wade, Jamal Mashburn, Lamar Odom, Shaq. Again, the starting lineup is malleable, but off the bench, I've got Deion Waiters, Josh Richardson, Caron Butler, Shane Battier, Hassan Whiteside, Grant Long.
All right, so now mine. My projected starting lineup, although I don't know that I'm necessarily going to start this way now with some of the players that I've added, but I have Bam, LeBron, Rice, Eddie Jones, Goran Dragic, my bench, PJ Brown, Dan Marley, Gary Payton, Antoine Walker, Chris Anderson, and my wild card was James Posey. So the next step here is we're going to throw these out there on Twitter after everybody has a little time to digest the episode. And then we're going to bring on some celebrity judges. And Dwayne Wade probably will not be one of them, but if he wants to be, he certainly can be. And of course, he'll be biased towards one of these three teams. But now George Sedano has already agreed, and we're trying to nail down a couple of other judges to decide. Generally, we all think we won, right?
I think my bench kind of just takes me over the top.
Why do you?
That's a lot of shooting. That's a lot of size, versatility. And I got Spoelstra. I just don't think you guys can really compete, to be honest with you.
You might get over 10% this time in the next polling.
we should poll reserves, and then we should poll whole teams as well.
Look at Alf picks out.
I want to hear. My bench is strong. Look what happens when I get the first pick.
I don't pick
Caron Butler.
Oh, come on. My bench is nice, man. You guys are sleeping on my bench.
Nobody should slander Caron. All right, thanks for joining us again. FiveReasonsSports.com. And again, we'll continue to publish new episodes. The new one regarding this in terms of the judging should be out in the next few days.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network.